the equipment's just grown immensely, it has also changed technologically in terms of what we've learned about the actual threshing process, for example, in combines, or planting process, for example, in the seeding equipment. The devices, while still based on some of the older designs, have been refined and modified to the point they're much more effective and efficient. And probably one of the biggest changes has been the advent of the GPS and the use of GPS in conjunction with computers. And the combines almost all come equipped with yield monitors now, so that they can keep track of harvest losses and also how much is being harvested. And then you hook that in with a global positioning system, and you're able to assign that value to a spot in the field. And you can do that with a great degree of repeatability and reliability. And by doing that, you can build a database that allows you to make some very good management decisions. The next step to that evolution, and where we are right now, is auto steer and the automatic guidance system. So a lot of these pieces of equipment now, through the use of the GPS and some other augmentation, allows the equipment to essentially guide itself. Very often we will demonstrate that out here with one of our tractors, and we'll set out a path and essentially turn a piece of equipment around, push a button, and it'll track in where it was on the previous track, or the correct offset to make it pass the next swath through the field efficiently. And it'll do that with a great degree of accuracy to within a couple of inches. So it's very sophisticated in that sense. You've got equipment now capable of essentially pacing other equipment. So, for example, on a combine, a lot of times they like to unload on the go, and there's equipment in place now to help coordinate the movements of those two vehicles so that you make sure that you don't get one going faster than the other and so forth. So GPS has just allowed us to do an immense amount of things. Take the data from the yield, take the data from the soil tests, put that into some programs that allow us to estimate what we could predict for yields, and then based on that, we will assign values to how much nutrient needs to go on, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, then program that into a fertilizer spreader, and when we go out into the field, it'll adjust the rates as we go through the field. And very, very high degree of sophistication available out there. Not all producers use that, but a lot of them do.
Are we nearly to the point where we are practically labor-free, if not decision-making free, on the planting and harvesting process?
Well, as far as the guidance part of it, yeah, we're at that point now. As a matter of fact, a lot of the planters, for example, they don't use markers anymore. Used to have an arm came out and made a trench down the field so you'd know where to drive the next time through the field, and they don't necessarily have to do that anymore. All we need to do is set up the program so that when I turn around on the end, it directs me over the right distance. And as I go back through the field, I push the button, take my hands off the steering wheel, and it essentially guides the equipment through the field. I'm still there to monitor the rate of planting. I can devote my time to watching and observing the equipment, making sure it's functioning correctly, monitoring. Most of them have a monitor that tells you how much is going in the ground, how accurate it is, and so forth. So you basically monitor the process rather than drive like we used to.
You mentioned making the harvesting process more efficient in terms of getting it out of the field. Is that the machinery, the way it takes up the grain itself, or just the steering part of it? What's
Well, it's a combination of things, really. It's efficiency in the sense that, as far as harvest goes, maximizing the speed that we travel at and maximizing the flow of material through the machine so I know how fast I can push it, because it's monitoring all those functions within the combine and telling me if I'm pushing too much material through, or if I have a fault in the system or something like that I need to address. So it makes it much more efficient that way. It monitors to some extent when we have failures beginning, so it allows us to take care of small problems before they become big problems and cost us major downtime. And then lastly, the other thing it allows us to do is as I said, doing a lot of unloading on the go and doing a lot of functions like that where while we were capable of doing it before, maybe not quite to the level of sophistication, and it's just a little more efficient. It's just less wasted time. better operation, and so you have a little bit better performance that way. Probably another side of that is on the planting side and the tillage side. If I have that automatic guidance system on there, the auto steer, essentially what that allows me to do, if I have a large piece of equipment and I turn around on the end and start back through the field, it's traditionally been a process where we kind of overlapped a little bit to make sure that we got everything tilled, or we had to follow a marker or something like that. And essentially what happens at this point in time with the automatic guidance system, we don't have to overlap so much anymore. It's fairly accurate in terms of making sure that it is making the most use of the whole width of the equipment without skipping or overlapping significantly. So it's more efficient that way, especially. And then all this equipment, we can interface it, we can move data from one to the other. So there's just an awful lot of sophistication. And in my hand here, I have basically an iPad, and I've loaded a couple of apps down here just to sort of talk about them. But essentially, we've got one here that's from one of the seed companies. And what it does is I can put in my map. I can mark my fields, and so I know where they are and which ones they are. And then I can go down and check out their various products, so that I can see, what the nature of that particular variety is, what its traits are, what it's good for, what applications would be good. And then what I can do is I can add this to the field and keep records that way of what I've planted where, what years, so forth and so on. So the record keeping becomes a little more sophisticated. Now again, it's not really that we're doing something we've never done before, but the farmers used to all have a little notebook in their pocket they'd pull out and make a few notes about what was where. And this is just the next level of sophistication, using the equipment to help us do that. The other thing that you'll see is there are applications available for some of the chemicals and so forth. So I go out and scout a field. So I go out in the field and essentially walk around and with GPS figure out where I am, note irregularities in the field, problems in the field. And even this particular one has a camera in it. So suppose that I'm out in the field looking around and I spot a particular pest or something like that. I could conceivably mark the location, take a picture of it, take it to an entomologist or somebody to help me identify it and figure out what the problem is, if there is one, and how bad the problem is. And so it's just another way of being able to communicate with the support folks that producers use to raise the crops, and also their suppliers and their marketers.
Is there any, because of this data collection, mm-hmm. computerized data collection in various forms and settings, does that make intergenerational transfer of knowledge from farmer to farmer easier now?
Well, I would have to say that would be true. Yeah, I mean, the ability to pass on information and relay information to others.
Is that significant or just a nice benefit?
I'm sure it's significant in some ways. I can't really put a number to it. I can't really say that it's worth this many dollars or whatever it happens to be. But certainly it is an advantage, if you will. And, one of the things that constantly we talk about is, the idea that more information about our situation is going to allow us to be better, do a better job producing, be more prudent with our inputs. That's going to be better for the environment. It's going to be better for our bottom line. And so you sort of start to add all of these things together, and there has to be, I think, a significant amount of advantage to it. Where we're going to go from here is just about anybody's guess, but I don't see the advances in technology necessarily slowing down anytime soon.